today I want to take fitness to help people to strengthen the faith in themselves, because I see there's so many people out there who don't believe they can do it. I'm more interested today than anything else really in the mental benefits of a workout, because I'm applying those qualities to my life. And this is why now I'm able to do amazing thing for the business, because I'm developing this mental skill set. That's what it takes to the business.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. And I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Sebastian Gray. And Sebastian, excited to have you on the show.
Hi, Gresh. How are you? Thank you for having on the show, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the exciting things about having a show is you get to have awesome people like Sebastian on the show. So I wanted to read a little bit more about Sebastian so you can hear about some of the awesome things he's doing before we jump into the conversation. And as the inventor, CEO, and founder of LeGray Fitness, Sebastian LeGray continues to push the limits of the fitness industry. His ceaseless efforts to elevate the fitness world have been proven to be effective. With 100 patents, the creator of a method named the number one workout on ClassPass, and with a brand that is recognizable worldwide, it is no secret that Sebastian is spearheading the industry's evolution. And I love doing a little bit of homework on Sebastian and reading a little bit more. He has a very cool story about how he got started, which started out with him as an actor, which led him to this awesome things that he's been able to do now. And yeah. One of the things that really stuck out to me is I was reading that part of this process of evolution is experiment, try, and then execute, which I think is very important for all of us innovators and entrepreneurs. And I think I read that the methodology that he's been able to build is in over 500 studios worldwide, and I'm sure in counting. So Sebastian, excited to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Let's get it started then. So to kick the conversation off a little bit, let's rewind the clock a little bit, hear a little bit more on how you got started, what I call your CEO story.
Well, Gresh, yeah. So that's when I came to LA to be an actor. I had no idea to do anything, something in fitness. I've always been into fitness since I'm 13. I've been lifting weight and bodybuilding. And so when I came to LA, I had done my studies and I thought, okay, I'm gonna try my luck at the acting. So I came to Los Angeles, tried to become an actor. And the first 30 days, I go to all the auditions. Essentially, I didn't get anything, but I got a lot of inquiries to work out with me because at the time, I was 25 years old. I was really buff. I was really big, really jacked. And then people wanted to work out with me. So after 30 days of not booking any auditions, and I decided, you know what? I need to make money, so I'll do personal training since people want to work out with me. And that is how everything started, man. Started to take my clients. I had to start to gather clients. I had to train them in LA. Couldn't, because every gym in LA had their own requirements for trainers, and I wasn't certified, and I was just looking buff. That's it. So I found a place on Melrose Avenue, and the owner was like, the agreement that I struck with the owner was the following. It's okay, I'm going to take my clients for the weight training, but he also had a Pilates studios, and he wanted me to also teach his clients Pilates. So I'm like, listen, if that is the deal, I'll go ahead and then I'll teach your people Pilates. And I had never heard of this word Pilates in my entire life. I was bodybuilding. I was reading every single magazine, every single studies you can think of at the time. This was back in the mid-90s, trying to learn more about fitness and bodybuilding and weightlifting and everything I could about nutrition. Never once in my life I had heard anything about Pilates. So I'm like, what is this? Okay. So he showed me what it is. Bunch of people working out on wooden machine. I'm like, wooden machine, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm just like, I like the weight. I like to drop the weight. I like to drop the hundreds on the ground. That's the way I lift weights. I don't work out on a piece of a bamboo machine. Part of the deal, so I was open-minded. So I learned the method, and very quickly, he gave me clients like the next day, by the way. A lot of people don't understand that when you get certified in Pilates, many certification won't let you touch your clients for 2 years. Trained my first Pilates clients literally within 24 hours of me meeting the owner.
Wow.
So this was very fast. He told me, okay, Seb, come back tomorrow. We're going to meet at 2 o'clock. We'll do a routine together. And at 5 o'clock, you have your first client. So I started to work with his clientele. I started to teach Pilates. And I just saw that Pilates was actually, it was on the up and up. This was really at the beginning of Pilates really taking off. It was like in the 90s. And so I decided there was something that kind of was interesting about Pilates. It was the low impact aspect of the workout. Because at the exact same time, I was working with a lot of men in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And these men had a lot of issues with their bodies, with their joints, especially the spine, the connective tissues. And these men all look great. They're all like, all, you know, all beautiful, all that stuff. And I didn't understand why they were having so much pain. So I started to work with them, work with the chiropractors. And then I learned that it's basically all this pain that these men were experiencing was from working out. And I was so surprised because I'm 25 years old. I'm buff. I'm just like, I love working out. So how can working out hurt you? And then I became more aware, more conscious about the impact on the body, right? The impact of weightlifting on the body. If you don't lift properly, you can seriously hurt yourself permanently. And you can actually, it can work against you over the long run. So right there and then, I decided to develop a workout that would give the satisfaction of a high-intensity workout, but still have a low impact. For me, that was the future of fitness, something that is going to change your body, but not at the detriment or not at the expense of your joints, your spine, and your connective tissues. So I started to develop my Legree fitness program. And I've had basically a series of bad luck. I got kicked out of the studio because the studio basically changed ownership. The new owner didn't like what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So inevitably, in 2001, September 11, 2001, was my opening date. Mm-hmm. So I don't celebrate that date. But that's when I actually opened my first studio. And what I decided to do was basically this high-intensity, low-impact workout. At the beginning, I called it Pilates Plus because I was using Pilates equipment. But it had really nothing to do with the method. All the training techniques that I've always used in the method have always been bodybuilding training techniques, right? I didn't have money to open my own commercial space. So after the first year and a half, I was in my living room when I basically grew my clientele. So opened my first commercial space. It was 2002, 2003 on Melrose. And then from there, decided to just grow the studio. I started to just give up on the acting at that point. So I built my own machine. And then things started to take off. People everywhere started to call me and say, hey, I love this machine. Where can I buy it? So then when I made the machine, it was for me. It was only for, because it's my understanding. It's my method. That's what I wanted to do. But then I saw the potential. Like, oh, wait a minute. Other people want to buy the machines for home. They want to open studios. There's a whole business opportunity here that I should probably take advantage of. And then I started to offer the license. So I'm like, I'm going to do this on my own. And the best way to do it is just to license the method. So it's just basically you buy the name and the method. And it was very, very little obligation on my end. And now, today, we have about 173 patents.
Nice.
We're operating over 50 countries. We have over 600 studios. I think that this year is going to be the year where we pass 1,000 studios.
Nice.
Because last year, we've sold a phenomenal amount of license everywhere in the world. We're selling more and more license every year because I've been able to look at what people wanted. And so I offer different type of licenses, different type of equipment.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. But I almost wonder if that's part of the DNA, the secret sauce, as I like to call it, the thing you feel that you're part of makes you unique. Is it understanding that baked within that innovation is by doing the exploring, the experiment? Do you think that's part of like what sets you apart and makes you unique?
Absolutely. I was talking to an expert on motivation, and he told me that motivation comes by doing. You cannot motivate yourself. Motivation will come by doing. And for me, creating comes by doing as well. That's doing and keep practicing the R&D. I think that's a very important thing. And now today, it's amazing because we have a lot of copycats. And then it's amazing now, those copycats are always trying to just copy what we're doing. But it's becoming more and more difficult because of all the new innovations and new features. We're creating so much distance between us and them now. And it's not as big of a deal that it was before. But that's because I'm constantly at it. It's just part of it. And this is a good thing for the DNA, but it's a good thing for the method because you want to stay ahead and you want to come with exciting products. This is how we basically just remember you or they recognize you as you go out there and you try new things. And now I got a big pair of balls that say, in the sense that I have so much confidence that I'm releasing product. I'm doing it because I'm really fascinated how far I can push the method with the integration of all the technology. It's amazing. The few electronics that I've added to the machine right now have completely transformed the workout. And I can't even imagine how the new set of electronics and the new set of digital software, the digital features will even make the method even better.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And
today I want to take fitness to help people to strengthen the faith in themselves, because I see there's so many people out there who don't believe they can do it, so they don't do anything, and they settle for less. And you can have an incredible life. All of you can have an incredible life. You just need to have that faith in yourself. I can build a better business. I can build a better situation for myself, right? Because it's the same mental quality, right? Discipline, commitment, all of that stuff, right? Willpower, not giving up. And that, to me, I'm more interested today than anything else really in the mental benefits of the workout, because I'm applying those qualities to my life. And this is why now I'm able to do amazing thing for the business, because I'm developing this mental skill set. That's what it takes to the business.
Yeah, that almost sounds like what I would call the CEO hack, which is like the app book habit that can make you more effective and efficient.
Absolutely. You're going to take, you can't segregate yourself. Okay, this is my personal life. This is working out. This is my family life. This is business life. It's all in your brain, it's all the same, right? And so this is why it's great, because if you've been successful in some aspect of your life, take that qualities that made you successful in that aspect and then transfer it to this and to that. It's the same thing, perseverance and endurance, and it's all the same, whether it's for business or relationship or your family or whatever you want to do. That's the only and the best advice I can give to everyone. But it's tough. If you don't have that habit, it is tough. You're going to have to create those tools. But once those tools are developed, they're created, you're going to strengthen your mind, you're going to strengthen your spirit. And then after that, the world is yours.
Yeah, it sounds phenomenal. And I guess, so that probably speaks to, I call it a CEO nugget. If you were to hop into a time machine, what might you tell your younger business self?
Yeah, someone was telling me that there's a definition of luck. Luck is like hard work plus something else, or whatever.
I always say hard work beats talent when talent works hard, or something like that, but I can't remember.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So you feel, oh, this happened, but actually you manifested that with your work ethics. Absolutely.
Nice. I absolutely love that. So I wanted to ask you now my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And our goal is to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show. So Sebastian, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, being a CEO really means that I have to stir the company in the right direction. So for me, the CEO probably has to do with the grand vision. Because I realize that not everybody is able to really think about, oh, where am I going to take this in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? What is the end goal? What's the end objective? And for me, I've always been like this. I've always been a big thinker, always the big ideas. And I realized that this is what really, that's the value that I bring to Legree Fitness. It's the vision that I bring. But I work with amazing people, and they all do what I hate to do. It's all the detail bullshit. And now the detail, you cannot, even if you're like Elon Musk and you have this idea or whatever, and they're like giant ideas, you still need some people to execute the small step to get to there. Because it's one thing to say, oh, this is what we're going to be in 5 years, 10 years. But if there's no follow-up, no follow-through, and people are not paying attention to, okay, how are we going to get there? Nothing's going to happen, right? So I work with an amazing team, and they take care of all the details. That is the covenant that we have. I'm going to think about the big ideas. I'm going to pull us in this one direction. But you guys handle all the details, because I cannot do this. It bores me to death. But the details are just as important as the big picture. So I think a good CEO too will recognize that you need an engine, right? So when you look at an engine, everything is important. What's most important? The electrical system, the pistons, the shaft, or whatever. It's all important, right? Same thing in the body, right? What's the most important thing in the body? Well, if you take your heart, you fuck. If you take the lungs, you fuck. So I think a CEO has to recognize that it's going to be a team effort, but everyone in the team has to work really well. That's why for me right now, we have a small team at the top, because we work so efficiently that sometimes I don't want to bring a couple more people and they throw the vibes off, because right now a lot of things are happening and it's amazing. It's a very tight team, but things are just like working so right now. Everything is moving so well. But that's what I would say, I think, for me, for being CEO is really the vision. That's important too. You can't just grow and not know and not have an idea of, okay, where do I want to be in 5 years, 10 years? What do I want to do to the business? How is this business going to change people's life? What's the contribution to society that I'm doing with this? I'm only doing this to make money, so I'm going to sell it to investors before they do an IPO or whatever, or what is it? For me, Gresh, 50 years from now, I'll still be developing product, because to me, this is my calling. This is what I want to do. I'm not doing this to build this business, to sell it or whatever. I'm doing this to change people's life, because I really believe that what I'm doing here really helps people in a very, very positive way. I want to have a positive influence on everyone's life. I really want to help people to, like we talked about before, to restore the faith in themselves. Because if everybody had more faith, the world would be different. People would go out there and do things you really want to do, and it would be an incredible world to live in.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bastian, truly appreciate that definition. And of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I wanted to do now was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best people get a hold of you, find out about the program and all the awesome things that you're doing, and where they can potentially like try out a class and try out all the equipment and things. Can you tell us all that information?
You can go on the website, LegreeFitness.com. And then over there, you have basically all the information about the workout. There's also a studio locator. There's about 600 locations right now. You can find us on Instagram. I have two Instagram accounts. We have at Legree Fitness and also have at Sebastian.Legree. Then we also have a virtual platform called Legree OD, short for Legree On Demand. You can also do the workout at home. You can buy the machine. So today you can go to a studio. I like going to a studio because you get the corrections and the hands-on adjustments. But for those who don't have access to a studio or can't go to a studio, you have the virtual platform. We have over 1,500 workouts on this there.
Awesome.
And Gresh, we got to get you on the machine, man.
Hey, I'm all for it. I was just going to ask you that. So we'll have the information again in the show notes, but definitely appreciate you for all the awesome things you're doing, Sebastian. And of course, the time you took today. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
It's all about the faith, brother.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Check out the latest and greatest apps, books, and habits to level up your business at ceohacks.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.